The fellow was out there telling me about a barrel and gifts, and he was showing me that. I never did know the difference. I couldn't see the difference.
Did you ever raise them? You never raised them.
We never did raise a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
Just for our own use, not for market.
Put up my clothesline pool. I got everything there for them to do when they get on.
Yeah.
And I got to see that. I had to start to do it myself, so I said, no. If I could do all the work around home, what the kids gonna do?
You got to run and catch them before they get away?
Yeah. I see you a man coming in.
John, nice to meet you. Enjoy talking with you.
Okay, John Eaglin, yeah.
Nice to meet you. I enjoyed talking with you.
Okay, I enjoyed the conversation.
Okay.
Okay.
You gonna come back?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be going away. You can come back tomorrow.
Oh, I got to work tomorrow. I got to sit around me a piece for my whole passing.
Oh, yeah.
I got the part of the pool sock that I'm going to try to... If them fellas can put them pools up fast enough, I'm going to make them dig them pools.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to set the pool...
While it's kind of soft.
Yeah. Okay, Jerry.
Okay, sure. Thank you for coming, John. Okay.
Nice fellow. Is he
a farmer? He formed almost all his life till about 5-6 years ago. And then he come off the farm and he went away for the railroad company.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Joe Jr. The hog. You know, when you, the ones that, it was, when they, what would stand up on their back when they'd been?
Oh, a hat, they, you'd get a bullhorn when you would get mad, the hat would stand up on your back. On the brisket.
Bristles back
there. Yeah. On the bristles and.
Yeah. Did you ever see any of the ones that would come up? Do you have a name for a hog that is grown up wild?
Yeah, you call it a wild hog. Usually, what would happen, as I can see, I imagine it, you'd get a hog that would go out in the woods and you never could pin it up. Because they got a season on them around there where you can hunt them. They usually be in the piney woods. And they usually hunt them. They be mean to them. They got little ones, they'll attack you.
We got them.
Them long tushes.
Did you, y'all got any, where are the piney woods around here?
Your pines would be north and west of you.
Oh, I see.
Cross units. They start on the other side of you.
Ritter.
Yeah, all back up in there. That's all you got back there is pines.
It's all piney wood rooters. Nah. And well, some of the animals, you know, when you'd hear them around the farm, like when a calf was being weaned, it would start to make a noise.
You would bellow. You would wean it roughly, you would bellow me for 3-4 days, maybe longer than that.
When kind of a gentle noise a cow would make during feeding time, when you're feeding it, you know, he'd start, he'd begin to...
She'd start to bellow too if it was eating time and her feed wouldn't there.
Yeah, but kind of a gentle noise, you know, she'd make when you were feeding her. She'd start...
She'd start a little light belly.
Moving.
Yeah.
Starting to...
A little booing noise.